ELife's interesting in two parts. So ELife is also funder backed. So the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, the Max Planck Society, and the Wellcome Trust are the main funders of ELife. And ELife has been around since, I believe, 2012, maybe 2011. And they kind of came out of a funders meeting to come up with a kind of a different publishing model. And at that time, basically until the beginning of this year, so a healthy 4+ years, they didn't charge anything to make their for authors. And so that gets into this whole open access model, right, of who pays. So in the closed access model, right, it's going to be the institutions paying to get, so basically the researcher paying to get back access to what they published in there. And then the open access is generally upfront payment, pay for the article, and then it's open for everybody else to see it. And ELife at the time, they had a really good support from their funders, were saying, you know what, as a funder, I'm paying for it either way, right? I'm going to pay for the researcher to pay for open access charges, or I'm going to pay the researcher, and then the institution takes a share and they'll pay for closed access charges. So why don't we just mitigate the whole thing and let you go right from the beginning? We'll pay for everything as long as, it's the journal still has their peer review, and it's under their constraints of how they want to operate. But ELife stopped doing that the beginning of this year, I think, because eventually, they do have to come back down to who's going to pay for it. And so they've conformed to what most open access publishers have, which is you pay at time of acceptance, essentially, to have your paper appear in that journal, and that way it's open access to everybody. But I loved personally loved that model. I guess it's just not sustainable, but it is an interesting point of like who pays for the research to be out there, and how many times do we have to pay to not just conduct the research, but to get the research actually out there for other scholars as well as the public to consume.